Gotcha.
Mine was sometime early this afternoon.
Alan, we're not doing, which one are we doing tonight? Let's put it that way. Okay.
The McCollum and John.
I'd get to see all of Monday Night Football.
Did you get contacted about Lot 73?
I don't know. I just referred. That is that the
guy that owns 70, you know, it's two kitty corners.
Is it V name? Starts with V?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, we gave him a proposal already once.
And they got the sales testing, which is about an hour ago. I was down there and they showed up to the sales test.
They do yours too?
No, I wasn't. Not for the other lot yet.
You dug a hole and come gravel.
Yeah. Well, it went more than that, just where the sewer line is.
Right in the middle of the lot?
No, 14 feet down. You wouldn't believe how deep that sewer line tapped. It was something else. So we got a full profile of the entire landscape. The gravel was about...
They should be able to do an open hole in that.
Yeah, the gravel was about 3 feet, about 3 feet down, and it's about 3 feet thick, and then it switches to another kind of clay. It was damp.
Sounds like a cluster. Are we ready?
Yeah. One personal thing. Do any of you guys know of a handyman or someone that will take a look at a shingle that's off on my roof? I can't get any of the roofing companies to do it.
Yeah, I can give you... Oh, I don't have my phone. Give me your contact information.
Let's do it after.
I will do it afterwards.
There's a roof for that. That's pretty good.
All right, well, let's bring the Route County Board of Adjustment meeting for November 14th, 2016 to order. First thing on our agenda, usually we do a roll call. You want to do a roll call tonight?
Yes.
So just state your name.
Jim Dean.
Here.
Brian Fitzgerald.
I'm here.
Steve Moore.
I'm here.
John here.
Here.
All right. Public comment. Anything not on our agenda? Seeing no public comment, we'll go to the approval of the minutes for September 12th, 2016.
I move that we approve them as read.
Second.
With one correction.
Sorry.
Can we stop calling me Brain? Brain was the stupidest kid in the neighborhood. So I was for Brian.
Is that how you spell your name? B-R-A-I-N?
Brain Fitzgerald. It says it right here. It must be right.
What is that?
Second.
Oh, I see. You mean that minor change right there?
Yeah, that
Mr.
one.
Mr. Brain?
So I'm not the stupidest kid in the neighborhood.
And look at that. Mr. Arell is a Brian.
He's the Brain.
Yeah. Got him right.
Brian.
So that's the, so we have a motion to approve with a minor spelling correction.
Yep.
And second.
Have a second. All those in favor of approving the minutes as written with a minor correction, do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All right. So we have one item up for consideration tonight, the treehouse.
One point of order. Okay. Since the McCollum applicants, they requested that the hearing be rescheduled or tabled until the December 12th hearing. So since it's on the agenda, we do need a formal motion to...
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alan. All right. So we have a request from the applicant to table the McCollum variance PL-16-52.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor of tabling until the December 12th meeting, do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Is that adequate, Alan?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Okay, our second item on the agenda is the treehouse sewer siphon replacement variance, PL-16-59. Do we have any other correspondence that's not in our packet?
So this application is in conjunction, so they want to replace the existing sewer siphon that goes underneath the river because of the addition, and they want to put in a retaining wall, which is this line that runs parallel with the river and parallel with the county road. That wall is what required the variance, and it also required a water body setback permit. And we did, the water body setback permit was approved last Wednesday, and the Road and Bridge Department did provide comments for the water body setback permit. Staff didn't include that correspondence in there because a lot of the comments that were made really didn't apply to any of the variance criteria or anything, but just to summarize what those comments were, was that the county is going to require the Treehouse Metro District to enter into an intergovernmental agreement to lay out responsibility in case the wall were to fail, or how the requirement to get a work in the right-of-way permit, make sure adequate traffic control is in place, and then just some general conditions stating that our road bridge will not alter their snow plowing efforts or regime to accommodate this use, and just to make sure that the road is not affected by the work that is going to be done.
Okay. I'll just so we have a variance. The proposed setback is 80 feet from the center line of the county road, the public road, and that's the center line of the platted easement as opposed to the center line of the actual road. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The regulations say center line of the road.
Okay.
So we go from the physical existing center line of the road.
Okay. And then the proposal is to for 19 feet from the center line of the county road. Is that saying that you're looking for a 61-foot variance?
Correct.
That's how that states. Okay.
This says 62.
So it's a. Somewhere there's. Yeah, the math was a little bit.
How wide is the actual road surface there?
Common road standard are 11 foot lanes, 2 foot shoulders.
Yeah. 11 or 12, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I know Road and Bridge just updated their standards, so I don't know if that is still the standard, but 11 and 12 foot travel lane with a 2 foot shoulder.
That close to the river, is there any state conservation or any Army Corps of Engineers, anything have to do with the river?
No, there's no impact to wetlands, so no Army Corps permits are required. It's outside of the FEMA map floodplain and floodway, so no water or no floodplain development permit is required. These are the only two, as far as county jurisdiction goes, that are required.
Okay.
And we're just dealing with the retaining wall.
Just the retaining wall.
Just the wall.
Okay.
What will it look like finished? What is it?
Shotcrete.
Oh, shotcrete.
There's a shotcrete wall.
Yeah. There's an existing block wall there.
I kind of got this backwards. We should have our applicant go ahead and make your presentation, state your name, make your presentation, and then we might ask us some questions.
Good You got the
page. Okay, I'm Jim Kohler with Treehouse Metro District. So, yeah, that photo right there is great. You know, as you can't even see the sewer siphons down below that arrow. So it really is just you hop over the guardrail and it's pretty straight down. So the sewer siphon was put in 1972. There's an existing landscape block wall that's maybe 5 or 6 feet high in there right now. So the shotcrete wall will go in with soil nails that will go back 19 feet underneath the road and underneath the guardrail. So we've got a real retaining wall at this point that's got some tieback, so it'll actually work structurally. So that's the point of the shotcrete wall. It'll be a series of soil nails, a grid of soil nails that are put in and back underneath of the road, and then that ties to the shotcrete wall on the surface that actually makes the retaining wall. And then the new soil, the new sewer siphon will sit kind of safely riverside of that wall.
Shooting those, going back 19 feet under the right-of-way, so the county's allowing that to happen?
Trespassing
in a way, but so the county's already cool with that?
Well, the county had to sign the application for the variance and the water park setback, so the county is aware of it.
So in that, I'm going to interrupt you, Jim, for a sec. The 19 feet, a question that I had in the application itself is we're asking for a 19 feet from the center line. You're going to put in a 19-foot-long tieback. That is a structure, and that can be interpreted as a structure. So I want to make sure that we're not doing an 80-foot variance because we're going back 19 feet from the face of the wall. And what I equate it to, and what I was as I was thinking about was I read the packet. When we do a retaining wall, say for a structure that's inside of a setback, we do the setback to the footing, not to the wall. So I just want to make sure that we have this petition correct.
I think your comments will be on the record, but the way staff has interpreted it is from the retaining wall,
okay.
And anything associated with the retaining wall would be encompassed in this application.
Okay. All right. Perfect. How long is this wall, Jim, in the length of it, roughly?
Doesn't work.
Well, it's pretty good.
And how tall is the wall?
Well, underground, 25 feet.
Yeah, that's about right, about 25 feet. A lot of that's buried.
Right. Exposed.
So looking at that photo at the side of the road, how close would it come to the actual height of the road?
It'll go up to the height of the road. Let's see,
almost.
Pretty scary if you go through this guardrail.
So here's the sewer siphon, and so they'll pull the existing one out, dig down. The soil nail wall goes up to here. The road is right there, so that is about 5 feet below the road right there. And then after that wall was built, grade is brought back into this level right here. So all that's buried in soil there. And then we end up with a ladder down. Right now access is kind of climbing down the bank.
In the event that this is approved, when do you start construction, or when do you plan to?
We would start no sooner than next July. We would need to wait for low water.
Be next summer, though, in any case.
Yeah, summer or early fall.
Are you replacing the entire line and the box?
No, just the box. We did camera. We started this process two seasons ago, and we did camera both the lines that are under the river to make sure that they were in good shape, and they are. And my other question was to make sure we had adequate size if we needed to ever in situ form them, that we can. And so we are able to do that with the new sewer siphon. So I think that's an important question. It's something to keep in mind, because at some point we'll probably need to do some support. So we won't be replacing any of the lines, just the existing walls.
Can you tell us whether or not the top of that wall is going to be flat, or will it crown down also, taper down? I mean, do you really need it that
drawn,
high?
It's drawn flat. I'm sure we could field modify it, but you know, I remember you guys back.
Well, when you do this, will you reinforce that guardrail? That's going to be the one place to drop off
guardrail. We'll be touching the guardrail. If you think that it needs reinforcement, that wasn't something that we were looking at right now, but that's something we could address.
Well, that excavating, well, with that digging, you're going to underpin, definitely affect the soils around those posts.
So,
those subsoil posts.
Well,
and you're only
so
2 feet.
So we'll fill these in from out here on the face of the bank, and then a grid of reinforcement goes in, tying all these together, and then they shot create. So we won't end up actually, say, digging this out.
Okay.
The other thing is they usually do a top-down approach on this, so these they dig the top nails go in. They'll put it in from the road. These nails will not go in from a machine sitting down below that. They'll go in from a machine sitting on the road. They'll reach over and drop those in. That's how that's done.
The existing chamber depth the engineer drew is right there.
Okay.
That's how I read this. Can you corroborate that, Jim? Do you know? I read that it's a top-down approach was the way that this wall was designed, where they'll put the nails in, so when they do the nails themselves will stabilize that soil without
the
grid.
But that bank is already, it's kind of, I didn't ask GSI that question, but
is
your
that Cam,
engineer probably knows.
Cam Lobato is going to do this?
Yes.
GSI, yeah.
Yeah, this will be GSI and
native
excavator.
Mm-hmm. So that's how they'll do that. Yes, your question.
I'm curious, the reason to get down to the facility from the road is maintenance?
Well, there's no other place to put that structure.
No, I've got you. But why do you go down there?
Oh, yeah, for maintenance.
Okay.
Existing one, it definitely needs cleaning periodically. It doesn't work as a siphon anymore. It still does work, but it doesn't work as originally designed. So we have a high water sensor on it right now that alarms our facility guy to go check it in case there's a problem. The new one has there's some better technology built into it. Got like an emergency drain plug on it too. What's nice is we do have two lines that run under the river. So if one of them plugs, he's got an emergency bypass to flop to the other line on the new one.
Neat.
Anybody else have any questions?
How long of a project do you expect this to be?
I think about a month. Weeks for shot creating and a couple weeks for vault work. And the vault is built and heard down in Denver right now is it is ready to come and walk in.
Anybody else have any questions? Thank you, Jim. Does anybody else have any comments on this petition? All right, with no other discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. We approve it contingent on the staff recommendation. The structure shall comply with all applicable requirements of the Rock County Building Department. If the construction of the building does not commence within a year, the variance shall be subject to another review of full submittal. A 12-month extension may be approved administratively without notice. This approval is specific to the plan submitted in the application. Any change in footprint, size, height, or site location that increases the level on non-conformance will be subject to a new application. Minor variations that do not increase the level of non-conformance can be approved administratively without notice. I have to do this, right?
You could say 4 or 1 through 7. Is
oh, okay. 1 through 7. The last time we had to read them. The last meeting, I had to read them all.
Sorry about that.
No, that's right.
If there's no changes, you can say 1 as written.
As written, conditions 1 through 7.
And then part of your motion needs to have the findings of fact.
Yeah, you have to state the findings of fact. And then
you agree with all 5, you can say findings of fact 1 through 5 as written as well.
All right, let's start over.
All right.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Findings of fact 1 through 5. And
as written.
And the staff recommendation conditions 1 through 7.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the variance as written. All those in favor of approving, do so by saying aye.
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 Chair votes aye.
Start digging.
I wish you could start digging tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great. You got 3 more days according to the forecast.
Yeah. Don't curse it.
So you just couldn't do it this fall, huh? Just couldn't get it.
It's been a comedy of errors. We were going to do it last year, and our engineer got really sick. You know, he was into the drawings, and then he got really sick and couldn't finish them. So, you know, I couldn't get him to quite finish it early enough this time. And of course, we thought that permitting, we were replacing an existing sewer structure, so that's what I said, the vault built. We thought we were going to...
Yeah, just picked one up.
We thought we had like a week-long permit process. And so, anyhow.
What's the percentage of build-out at Treehouse?
There's 120 lots, and I think like 110, plus or minus 2, are built. We've got 4 new homes under construction right now. One of them just finished, 2 are getting there, and a 4th, they're putting the footings in right now.
Wow. Brave.
Yeah. Yeah. Snow might really start on Thursday.
That's both sides of my engineering background talking there. combined with my years of experience at Treehouse.
Oh, well, you guys are all waiting for like a wet spring and an earthquake.
Oh, that's already happened up there so many times. It's great for me. I get a lot of work up there.
You're all for it. You get to come and go.
I'm on caissons, but yeah, I've not experienced any problems.
No.
But usually the problems that I run into just...
That you see, yeah.
It's usually built on spread footings, and it's water in around the spread footing.
It's always water.
Crawl space, and like, you know,
yep, swimming pools.
You could about push the footing around on the mud.
It's always water.
Yeah.
Always, especially in Treehouse.
Yeah. We're gonna repave also. So
cool. That's great.
That's hard, too.
Alan, should we save our... Do you want our packets for McCollum so you can just rip these cover sheets off and change the dates? I still have mine.
I have mine as well.
Yeah, We'll get you a new one.
All right.
That's things can change.
Tax dollars.
That's in December 12th.
Yeah, so there will be a hearing at the December 12th.
Okay.
So,
make a motion to adjourn.
All right, motion second. To adjourn. Second. All those in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, guys. That was you're gonna see the opening festivities on Monday football on this one. I thought this one was gonna take some time tonight.
So did I.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a lot better.
Thank you, Jim. So Jim,
you can read it.
Back in town working.
A guy named Roberto.
Yeah,
Roberto.
See you Thursday. Are you coming?
Yes. Especially if we run it like this.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I got another guy named
Billy. I didn't even know they could go that.
Just did three of the houses in Hayden just this morning. Finished, I'd like to finish it.
Aren't you glad you drove
in? I very much appreciate that.
Yeah, Roberto
lives glad you drove in.
Oh, yeah.
Willie lives in Craig, but Roberto lives right here in town.
Super.
Yeah, he's going to be.